From tapes, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2013 Memorial Day Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Merle Schrader is the speaker of the service teaching on generational pride.
Amen. All right, Brother Merle, please come. Merle Schrader from McPherson, Kansas is coming to share and minister deliverance and whatever the Lord has for him. We're glad that he's here and we're glad that he's agreed to minister tonight. We're grateful for that. We welcome any time that you have something to share. All right, come on.
I have titled this Just in Case. And the reason I entitled it Just in Case is the message really came to me about 10 days ago, even though that I had it at the beginning 10 years ago. So it was kind of interesting how this has all came about. And I kind of decided that I would prepare ahead of time in case either Kevin or Betty decided that they needed to have somebody fill in for a session. And so I said, I kind of left it up to the Lord. If he was going to arrange it that way, you know, I'd be willing to do it. So if he did find, if he didn't find. So this is kind of what I felt like the Lord was doing for us today. So this is kind of where we're going to go. How many of you have had an opportunity to see the book, The Harbinger? Quite a number of you have. If you've read the book, The Harbinger, you will pretty much make note of what's transpired in that. It's basically a warning. Now, you think for the most part that warning just for the most part has to do with America as it is. But I think there's really more to that than that. I think there's also a warning to the body of Christ, because there's two issues that are present within The Harbinger. One of them is pride, and the other one is rebellion. And so I think those are issues that affect us, all of us, in one way or another. And I've done deliverance long enough to realize that many, many of our issues are generational. And so when they're generational, they carry with them a curse. And the curse really becomes important for us. So I'm thinking that both everybody that is here tonight, and probably a lot of people that are on the internet, we'll get some deliverance because of the realization that we all have issues in our lives that we're unaware of. So I think that's all important for us. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name, just mindful of your precious Holy Spirit, and just mindful of the guidance that your Holy Spirit provides for us. And Father, we take authority over all the powers of darkness. Father, we do bind them in Jesus' name. Father, I castrate them of their power. And Father, I specifically speak to the spirit of Leviathan today. Spirit of Leviathan, we cancel your assignment on this group. We cancel your assignment on America tonight in the name and authority of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind you in the heavenlies. We cut that cord that manifests itself in the lives of believers and of your children tonight. We cut that cord in the name of Jesus. And Father, we put every spirit on notice that we're going to attack the kingdom of Leviathan tonight. And we're going to destroy his kingdom, and we're going to allow, Father, your children to go free. So, Father, we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Probably about 4 or 5 years ago, the Lord prompted me to realize that one of the spirits that was really important to deal with was the spirit of Jezebel. And so we went through the issue as far as Jezebel was concerned and did some deliverance in respect to that. And I'm a member of a small prayer group in Kansas that we have an opportunity to minister to people generally on a weekly basis. And felt like the Lord was saying to me that if you don't deal with Jezebel, this whole group is going to disintegrate. So I brought that before the group in order to do that, and most everybody in the group agreed to get some deliverance from the spirit of Jezebel. Unfortunately, there was one person that was in the group that when I made that announcement, they never returned. You know, I was kind of silently gloating about that for the fact of thinking, well, this person really doesn't need to be a part of that. But the more and more I got to thinking about it, there may be a reason why this person has decided to drop out. So I begin to realize that I need to really take that in consideration. I'd like for us to turn to Revelation chapter 2. There's 3 verses that I'd like for us to consider. Revelation chapter 2, verses 18 through 20. And unto the angel of the church of Thyatira write, these things saith the Son of God, who hath his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like brass, or like fine brass. I know thy works and charity and service and faith, and thy patience in thy works, and the last to be more than the first. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants, to commit fornication, and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. Now, back in the fall of last year, the group that I'm associated with in Wichita had an opportunity to go to Joplin, Missouri. So we did a teaching there over the weekend, and then on Sunday morning we did a deliverance. I had come to have somewhat of a relationship with a young lady there, and I was convinced within myself that she had a spirit of Jezebel and she needed to be delivered from that. So I asked her if she would come forward to submit herself to be delivered from the spirit of Jezebel. She was willing to do that. As smart as I thought that I was, I couldn't get the demon to manifest. I couldn't get it out. There was a lady on the team that she kind of whispered to me, and she said, you need to get that spirit of pride out first. And I was thinking to myself later, maybe I need to get the spirit of pride out of myself before I worry about getting it out of her. But as we went ahead and did the deliverance, as far as the spirit of pride was concerned, it was fairly easy to get the spirit of Jezebel out. So this got me to thinking, and as I say, this was actually last year, so I was just pondering that over a period of time. And I realized, for the most part, what kind of roots that spirit of Jezebel that you had to deal with before you had to get Jezebel out. But then I came to the realization that there had some kind of a generational root that kept that spirit of Leviathan in place. So I was praying about that and asked the Lord for some direction as concerned. What was necessary in order for her to get a lot of Leviathan out of her life, which was there because of a generational issue or of a generational curse. So when I sought the Lord on that, what the Lord revealed to me, it's because of your Catholic roots. Well, I said, Lord, I'm not Catholic. Well, he said, you've all been Catholic at one point in time, up until the Reformation. You know, so after the Reformation, if we weren't Catholics, we were excommunicated Catholics. But that didn't alleviate from the fact that we still had curses that came through Catholicism. So the Lord revealed to me that basically the reason that the enemy had an opportunity to work was because of idolatry. The idolatry was such that it was primarily directed in one direction, and this was the worship of the saints. Now, if you're Catholic, for the most part, you probably had a patron saint, but all of us, you know, because of inheritance, we've had an allegiance to the saints. So what has to happen in that situation, in order for to get rid of that, there has to be repentance on behalf of our part, on behalf of our ancestors' part. Now, there are cords of control that control demons one to another. There's a cord of control that controls the spirit of Leviathan to the spirit of Jezebel. Now, you may or may not have heard of the next one, but the cord of control that goes to Leviathan is called a political spirit, or a spirit of Herod. Now, these spirits are all under the jurisdiction of the Vatican. Then there's a spirit of the Antichrist that's in the Vatican. And I'm not saying that is the Antichrist, but all I'm saying is it's the spirit of the Antichrist that emanates through that. So as you begin to minister in this respect, in order to get rid of that Leviathan that torments us all in one way or another, we have to ask the Lord, as far as forgiveness is concerned, to get rid of this. And so this is a direction that we're going to go in later. A lot of what we're going to do today is deliverance. We're going to do a mass deliverance, but these are kind of the guidelines that I want to give you at this point in time so that we can get rid of whatever is tormenting us in that way. The title that I came up with 10 years ago, as far as this was concerned, is called The Consequences of Ignoring the Generational Issues of Pride or Leviathan. Now, some of these are the characteristics of pride. one of the most important characteristics is what I refer to as self-preservation. You know, many times we can be affected by a spirit and don't have a clue as to what's going on. But when we think about self-preserving ourselves, either from a physical standpoint, you know, whether it be finances or whatever, it's pretty easy for us to drift over into the dark side and allow ourselves to enter into pride if we're really that concerned about preserving ourselves. Now, we've got quite a movement on in this country now as far as trying to protect ourselves in a lot of different ways, whether it's storing a lot of food or something like that, or arming ourselves with weaponry in order to protect ourselves or something like that. But a lot of that is rooted in pride. You know, it's not rooted in trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, but it's rooted in what we can do. And so what we can do, you know, at some point in time, we're going to fall short on that. You know, it's whatever we're going to try to do. So that really becomes important. Many people that have a spirit of pride have what I call a spirit of preeminence. Preeminence means that I like to be at the front. Unconsciously, I like the recognition. That seems kind of innocent, but it really is one of the attributes as far as pride is concerned. There's self-idolatry. The spirit rules family secrets. It is given to unspoken prayer requests. Critical. Judgmental. Lacks compassion. I remember that was when that was a real problem for me, and I finally had to say, Lord, if I want to pray for people, I need to have compassion for them. They're not numbers, they're people. They're important people to God, and so we need to have a spirit of compassion. Judgmental, legalistic, self-righteous, self-justified, unteachable, and probably others. Now, we're going to go through a lot of different spirits later on when we do the deliverance as far as Leviathan is concerned, but I'm going to give you some scripture references. And when I give those scripture references to you, basically they're actually identifying spirits. Let me go through the first one. When pride cometh, then cometh shame. This is Proverbs 11:2. So if there's a spirit of pride there, there's going to be a spirit of shame there also. So as we do the deliverance for that, we need to be sure and go after these particular spirits too. Pride goeth before destruction. And this is Proverbs 16:18. Death and destruction are two spirits also that will attach themselves to pride. Isaiah 28:1 says, woe to the crown of pride. And Jerry was talking a little bit as far as the ornaments are concerned. So there actually is a crown of pride. That needs to be broken, and it needs to be placed at the feet of Jesus when we cast that spirit of the crown of pride out. There's also a spirit called foot of pride. And that's in Psalms 36:1. In Proverbs 14:3, it says the rod of pride. Again, when I say rod of pride, those are spirits by that name. And when you call them out, they'll come out. Even of his haughtiness and his pride, Isaiah 16:6. And we all know that when we've done deliverance, that we have spirits of arrogance, and we have haughtiness, and a lot of other stuff too. And there's another scripture that says the pride of life is not of the Father. Now we, for the most part, people, a lot of us have studied scripture that we know that Job 41 speaks a lot about pride. And so I'm not going to read that chapter, but I think it's important for us to study it and pray for discernment and wisdom and what the Lord is revealing as far as that is concerned. Most of us are familiar with 2 Chronicles 7:14, which says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. When we have a spirit of pride that's in place in our lives, it becomes very difficult for us to adhere to this scripture. You know, we can give some verbal assent to it, but actually coming to the point that we're willing to do that, that pride, for the most part, really inhibits us or as being able to follow through with that. If you get delivered from the spirit of Leviathan and pride, it will help your discernment. The discernment is important for us not to be deceived. And a lot of ministries, unfortunately, are very much driven by a spirit of pride. So we need to discern, you know, what's of the Lord and what isn't, and what we need to contribute to and what we need to avoid. So I think we all need to keep that in mind. When I talked about earlier, you know, the spirit of pride or Leviathan is there. He has a legal right to be there. He does not arbitrarily just say, hey, I want to affect this person or that person. He has a legal right to be there. So we're going to deal with, as I say, with the generational issues a little bit later on. Scriptures are helpful as far as the defeating of the Leviathan in our lives. One of them is Isaiah 27:1. It says, in that day the Lord with his sore and great and strong sword shall punish Leviathan, the piercing serpent, and even Leviathan, that crooked serpent, and shall slay the dragon that is in the sea. That's an effective tool for us to come against that spirit of pride. Psalm 74, verses 13 and 14 says, thou didst divide the sea by the strength. Thou breakest the heads of the dragons in the waters. Thou breakest the heads of Leviathan in pieces, and gavest him to the meat to the peoples inhabiting the wilderness. Another effective tool to come against Leviathan with is, he's a sea serpent, so we ask the Lord to dry up his waters, so that he has no place to be, to habitat in. So if his waters are dried up, and the fact that he is a sea creature and works in that realm, that's helpful in doing the deliverance in order to eliminate him out of our lives. There are some other spirits that have a tendency to protect Jezebel. Insecurity is a spirit that protects Jezebel. Inferiority protects Jezebel. And the pride protects Jezebel too, because Jezebel doesn't want to be discovered, and people a lot of times that have a spirit of Jezebel are using that as a protector spirit for their insecurities. He becomes a protector, and not everybody is willing to lay that down because they don't like that feeling of going back to the insecurity they had felt previously. And sometimes they don't understand really what's going on. It becomes so imperceptible that when they don't understand that, you know, they're not willing to lay it down. But that was why I was led when I came to this, of realizing that many times in order for me to get to Jezebel, I need to get to the pride first. And that becomes, I think, extremely important. I think the important part is that, first of all, that we acknowledge it's a generational curse. Galatians 3:13 is important to use in order to break the power of this spirit, because it talks about generational issues. A spirit of humility. Asking God for a spirit of godly humility to sit on the throne that has been previously occupied by Leviathan. I find it helpful in ministry to send in warring angels to break Leviathan's horns off. Take his throne that he has sat on, throw his throne in the fire and burn it. Burn it so he has no place to reside, to stay anymore. But godly humility is extremely important. And I think what you're going to find, as far as Leviathan is concerned, I think tonight will be a significant event for each and every one of you that is willing to get rid of this. But I think you'll begin to discern, as time goes by, there are aspects of pride that you were totally unaware of. Didn't have a clue is the way that spirits of pride were affecting you. So I think this is important. Jeremiah 50 verse 38 says, a drought is upon her waters, and they shall be dried up. And we're speaking to this in reference to Leviathan. Jeremiah 51:36 says, I will dry up her sea and make her springs dry. Okay, and like I alluded to earlier, we're going to do more deliverance than we are teaching. I'm not really going to do much more teaching on Leviathan for the moment. I am going to give anybody an opportunity if they want to answer, or if we want me to answer a question in reference to what I've shared with you at this point. So if anybody has a question that they would like for me to clarify, I'll be happy to do that. Just extremely proud, you know, very controlling. Pardon me? He's the king of pride. It talks about in the last verse of the 41st chapter of Job, he's a king of pride. He's a king spirit. He's strong. So that's kind of where we are that way. Anybody else? Okay, we're going to put him on notice. Father, we thank you for the authority that we have in Jesus, and we speak to Leviathan and tell him that we're attacking him from the right hand of the Father in Jesus' name. We're going to dismantle his kingdom tonight. We're going to break him. We're going to cut him loose. We're going to put a hook and through his nose and through his jaw. I'm going to digress just a moment before I continue that. A lot of nose problems, sinus problems, and things like that are from where Leviathan resides. You know, he resides other places, but he'll reside there too. So, Father, we tell Leviathan we're going to totally dismantle his kingdom tonight in the name and authority of Jesus. And Father, we bind him. We command him to be silent, not to create any disturbance or pain for anybody here in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we just pray right now that as we take authority over the spirits that support him and eventually get it to him, we'll be able to, by a double portion of your precious Holy Spirit, be able to eliminate him as a contributing factor in these people's life. So, Father, we want to thank you for that. Okay, I command the spirit of the pride of the body to come out right now, to manifest and come out in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of the pride of the body in the name of Jesus. The pride of the intellect. The pride of sexual power. Pride of worldly things. Pride of money. Self-idolatry. Hard-heartedness. Prideful looks. All those lawyer spirits that work with Leviathan, you've got to come out too. Want all those lawyer spirits, all those spirits of arguing in the name of Jesus. All those spirits of vain imaginations have to come out too. All you vain imagination spirits have to come out. All you spirits of impatience, disobedience, sauciness. Letting others do it. Judgmentalism. Self-righteousness. Complaining. Looking down. Putting down. Gossiping. Laughing at others. Misfortune. Prince Charming, Cinderella, false compassion, vivid imagination, haughtiness, rejection of others, accusation of others, disrespect for authority, insurrection, confrontation, pride of life, pride of the world, lust of the flesh, overeating, swearing, criticism, conceitedness, selfishness, greed, bribing, lying, exaggeration, slothfulness, laziness, idleness, impurity, bullying, disrespect, lawlessness, scorn, strife, vanity, corruption, oppression, blasphemy, slander, mocking, shame, Little pride. Little pride says, I bet I have a little pride. Any root that's there needs to go. Foot of pride. Jealousy. Unforgiveness. Superiority. Condemnation. Suspicion. Reproach. Wickedness. Backbiting. Arrogance. Spiritual pride. Hypocrisy. False humility. Boasting. Challenging. Arguing. Contention. Disputing. Questioning. Cheating. Rebellion. Destruction. Snares. Cords. Nets. Traps. Nooses. Perverseness. Scriptural error. False prosperity. Depression. Deception. Dead works. Every spirit that I've named, I command you to come out of all these people's consciences too. All the conscience, all those spirits that were in a person's conscience has to come out in the name of Jesus. All you spirits of unfruitfulness, you have to come out too. Deeper. Broken heart. Envy. Self-pity. Violence. Murder. Apprehension. Suicide. Guilt. Perfectionism. Lust of the eyes. Deception. Ignorance. Unteachableness. Cunning. Self-seduction. Gluttony. Loftiness. Hatred. High looks. Foolishness. Retaliation. Unfairness. Fantasy. Anger. Witchcraft. Control. Possessiveness. frustration, guile, resentment. I'm going to lead you through a short prayer of repentance against Leviathan. So if you will follow me. Father, I come to you in Jesus' name. I ask for forgiveness on behalf of myself, on behalf of my ancestors, all the way back to Adam and Eve, for the worship of the saints, and for the idolatry that has been in my family line, has been within me. Father, I repent of this. Ask you to forgive me for this. Father, I put it under your precious blood. And I call upon you right now to deliver me from this spirit of Leviathan. In Jesus' name. Okay, you spirits of Leviathan, if you've heard this, then you come out of these people in the name of Jesus. You spirit of Leviathan, you loose them. Come on. All you spirits of Leviathan, come out of these people by the spirit of glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Loose them. Come on. All you spirits of Leviathan, come out in the name of Jesus. Come on, let them go. Let them go. By the blood and authority of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command you to go. Let every one of them go in the name of Jesus. Let every one of them go in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I just send in your warring angels to get any of the stragglers out that we missed. Father, I just ask your warring angels to take their swords and smite them. Cut them loose from whatever they're holding on to and in any aspect of Leviathan in the name of Jesus. Father, we want to thank you for that. Praise God. Tom, you want to come here? I'm going to ask you to pray to seal up all the things that came out for all that. Lord, you want to do that?
Lord, right now, Father, we're just asking the Holy Spirit to come down and seal up all those holes, all those cracks right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for you to come down and just start to heal these parts of their minds, their wills, and their emotions right now. Just put your hands upon your head right now. Lord, create a new right spirit within me. Create a new mind in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now, Father, we just fill them up with love, joy, peace, long-suffering, meekness, kindness, temperance. In Jesus' name. Because with this, there is no accuser. In Jesus' name.
Some of you have gone through some significant deliverance, so I'm going to give you about a 10-minute break, and then we'll go ahead and work on some of the issues as far as Jezebel is concerned. But we need to declare this out as far as Leviathan is concerned before we could get to Jezebel. So I'm going to give you just a little explanation of what we did before in the reference to Leviathan. When I found the spirit of Leviathan in the heavenlies, that is a separate spirit of the spirit of Leviathan that was in you or in me. And so there was a cord that connected the two. So even though that we use the same name, they have different positions. One's a principality that's in the second heaven and works in that area, but he works in conjunction and in control with that spirit of Leviathan and works individually within our lives. And so the same thing is going to happen when I take authority over the spirit of Jezebel. That's the spirit that's in the second heaven. So Father, right now in the name and authority of Jesus Christ, I take authority of that spirit of Jezebel in the second heaven. I bind you in Jesus' name. We castrate you of your power. We cut off your communication in the heavenlies in the name and authority of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We cut that cord between you and the spirit of Jezebel is working within these people. And we cut the cords to all the rest of the spirits that are within these people in reference to Jezebel. And so, Father, we thank you for that in the name of Jesus. I'm just going to give you a short description of some of the attributes as far as Jezebel are concerned. It's a name that evokes seduction of lust and intrigue. It can be a spirit that is either in a male or female. You know, most normally we think of it as being in a female, but that's for sure not always true. These are people that are controlling, scheming, sexual, manipulator of events or people, materialistic, jealous, or complex in their thought process. These are spirits that are present in homosexuals, or lesbians, or transvestites. It's not at all uncommon for a person that is homosexual or lesbian to have a mother that has a Jezebel spirit. That's fairly common. And a lot of times, in order to get a homosexual spirit out, you have to break that ungodly soul tie to that Jezebel spirit within their mother or grandmother before that thing will come out. It comes from generational curses. It comes from the issue of Baal and Ashtaroth worship. That's the generational root where that thing has an opportunity to gain a foothold in a person's life. And again, this becomes a legal right for that spirit of Jezebel to be there. So we have to request forgiveness on behalf of the Father for the idolatry that occurred through the worship of Baal and Ashtaroth. It's a spirit that initiates marriage problems. The location in a person's body, very often for a female, is in the female organs. It works with pride, like I alluded to earlier. It works together with the political spirit and the Antichrist spirit. When I speak about the political spirit, are any of you aware of what that means? Okay, the political spirit works in conjunction with this, with the spirits that I just named. But it works for the most part in the political system that is not God's kingdom. It's very prominent within the Catholic Church because much of what goes to the Catholic Church is political in nature. Even the stance far as abortion is concerned, much of that is politically orientated. And when you talk about abortion, every spirit that I've talked about tonight is included in the area of abortion. They all work together. They're also coordinated together. So even though that sometimes it looks like it's a benevolent way that they're coming against abortion, it's all through the political system and not through Christ. So that's the way that political spirit works. It has a hidden agenda. It tries to work undercover. And for the most part, you don't know that it exists. I wouldn't know that it existed unless it had been a couple of years ago that I had an opportunity to do deliverance for a pastor. And when we got involved in doing the deliverance, we ran across the political spirit, and I never heard of it before. So it was interesting to me. So by bits and pieces, the Lord Jesus Christ has kind of filled in and given me some information so I can tie some of these things together. So that's where the information came from. These are jealous people, haughty people, work in conjunction with witchcraft and rebellion. They're selfish, tend not to recognize others. They talk about themselves. They have little or no respect for others. And that's also common of that political spirit. The political spirit and the spirit of Herod are one and the same. Because the spirit of Herod was responsible at the time that Jesus lived and wanted to kill the firstborn. And a lot of the firstborn were killed. So that murder came through that spirit of Herod, which is the same as the political spirit. It's a principality of pornography, as I know I'm talking about the Jezebel spirit. It's greedy, materialistic, needs to be the center of attention, causes them around them to be lethargic, helpless, and have undue fatigue. Uses anger for control, sarcastic, verbally abusive, micromanages situations, and very much responsible for false prophecies. Now, Ahab is the counterpart to Jezebel. And Ahab, for the most part, is in men, but it can also be in women. So when we do deliverance a little bit later on, we're going to do deliverance for all these different aspects of Jezebel. And Jezebel is just not one spirit. It's a whole conglomeration of a lot of different spirits that are contributing to the kingdom of Jezebel. Now within a man, an Ahab spirit makes him passive, lazy, not physically lazy, but spiritually lazy, slothful, fearful, avoids responsibility, blames others for their problems, unreliable, childish, When a person's childish, they often have a spirit of arrested development, so it would be not at all unusual for a person that has that Ahab personality also to have a spirit of arrested development, which keeps them immature, very much acting like a child and very much acting in a, what I would call a passive nature. Leans on their wife or others, sometimes referred to as a milquetoast person. As you get deliverance from Jezebel, this would be one of the ways that you would do it. You would repent on behalf of the Baal and Ashtaroth worship, not necessarily for you, for the most part, that I don't really think that most of us have been involved in that, unless we've been involved in Freemasonry or some of those issues like that. If Freemasonry becomes an issue, that would also be a route of entrance as far as those spirits are concerned, because that is included in Baal worship and Ashtaroth worship. Okay, well, I guess we're ready for a little more exercise. Go ahead. I think Pastor Jim last night covered a lot of that. So a lot of that I'm kind of ignoring tonight is because of the fact that he covered that last night. I feel like what he covered for the most part was very, very thorough and cleared out a lot of the underbrush of things that would contribute to some of the things that we're dealing with tonight. That would just be all part of it. So I think that sometimes people have a difficult time of realizing that Freemasonry might be wrong, because they're being fed information through the spirits that are telling them, well, this is okay, this is Christian. So a lot of that false information, those spirits lie to them, lie to the people, and unfortunately then they believe it. So I think that if we get rid of the spirits that are working along with Jezebel and whatever, it will be helpful for them to make a correct decision. So I think that that becomes important.
Ahab and Jezebel at the same time.
Yes. Ahab, the wife can have Ahab and Jezebel both. The husband can have Ahab and Jezebel both too.
Or like Jezebel and Jezebel.
Well, there's going to be a variety of Jezebel spirits that we're going to get to, but we're going to get to the main spirit of Jezebel after we've got to all the ones that are given that Jezebel support. Go ahead. You have to discern that in the spirit, because sometimes one will work and sometimes the other one will work. Sometimes the person will be controlling, and then sometimes they'll just like not take any responsibility at all. You have to realize that these things are not dumb, you know. And I never underestimate my adversary. Never underestimate. Don't think that the fact that you're so smart and he's so dumb, that's not true at all. Probably. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've done this for a long time. I'm still learning. We're all going to learn.
Yeah,
man. Go ahead. That they can split? Oh, there's more. There could easily be more than one with the same name. You may have 10 spirits of fear, you know. So sometimes people have the impression that if they cast one spirit out by one name, that they're all gone. May or may not be true. Oh, sure. Sure. We're just trying to eliminate things as much as we possibly can. And the thing that you always have to remember, deliverance is not an event, it's a walk. Yeah. The more and more that you yield to the Lord, the more that he'll deliver you from.
Yeah.
Pardon me? Yeah. Father, we take authority over that strong man of Jezebel right now. You strong man of Jezebel, we do bind you in Jesus' name. We put you on notice that we're attacking you from the right hand of the Father, from the third heaven. In Jesus' name, we're going to dismantle your kingdom, and we're going to kick you out too, in the name and authority of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father, we thank you for that. Father, I take authority over the first spirit called the mother of Jezebel. You spirit of mother of Jezebel, we bind you in Jesus' name. We bind you with fetters and chains. I command the spirit of mother of Jezebel to come out of these people right now in the name of Jesus. All you spirits of mother of Jezebel, come out of them in the name of Jesus. Father, I break the evil soul tie with the spirit of mother of Jezebel with her daughter in the name of Jesus. And I command the evil soul of her daughter to come out of the mother of Jezebel. I command the evil soul of the mother of Jezebel to come out in the name of Jesus. And Father, we command the son of Jezebel to come out. We command the son of Jezebel to come out in the name of Jesus. And we command the evil soul of his mother to come out in the name of Jesus. The evil soul of his mother, the son of Jezebel, the evil soul of his mother to come out in the name of Jesus. Now I command the spirit of the daughter of Jezebel to come out. The daughter of Jezebel has to come out of these people in the name and authority. Spirit of the daughter of Jezebel, come out of them. Come on, come out of them in the name of Jesus. And I break the evil soul tie with their mother. I break the evil soul tie with their mother in the name of Jesus. And I command the evil soul of their mother to come out of them too in the name of Jesus. The evil soul of their mother has to come out in the name of Jesus. Command the granddaughter of Jezebel. The granddaughter of Jezebel has to come out in the name of Jesus. Father, we break the evil soul tie with the grandmother in the name of Jesus. The evil soul tie with the grandmother is broken in the name of Jesus. Now the evil soul of the grandmother has to come out in Jesus' name too. The evil soul of the grandmother has to come out in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Now the grandson of Jezebel I want to come out. The grandson of the Jezebel has to come out in the name and authority. Come on. The grandson has to come out in the name of Jesus. I'm going to digress just a minute. The thing that I found in the past, how interesting it is, that very often the granddaughter or the grandson is stronger than the daughter. For whatever issue, whatever the reason is, that generational of the third generation seems to be stronger than the second generation. That seems to be more common than not in the name of Jesus. Okay, I want the daughter of Ahab to come out too. I want the daughter of Ahab to come out. Come on, the daughter of Ahab has to loose them. Come on, the daughter of Ahab has to loose them in the name of Jesus. I want the evil soul of the father to come out of these people. I want the evil soul of the father to come out in the name of Jesus. Come on, the evil soul of the father has to come out in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I want the son of Ahab to come out. The son of Ahab has to go. The son of Ahab has to go in the name and authority of God. The son of Ahab has to go in the name of Jesus. Let them go. I want the granddaughter of Ahab to come out. The granddaughter of Ahab has to come out. The evil soul of the grandfather has to come out too in the name of Jesus. Come on, the evil soul of the grandfather has to go to the pit in Jesus' name. I want the grandson of Ahab to come out. Come on, the grandson of Ahab has to leave. Has to leave and come out of these people. The grandson of Ahab has to come out in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Now I want the following spirits that continue to work under Jezebel to come out too. I want all the witchcraft to come out. All the control spirits have to come out. All the rebellion. All the rebellion. Father, we tie these together with the three-cord strand that is not easily broken. We tie witchcraft, control, and rebellion together. We command all of them out in the name of Jesus to come out in a bundle in the name of Jesus. All the spirits of manipulation, all those spirits of manipulation, all those spirits of seduction, all those spirits of competition, all you competition spirits, tell these people they got to be number one. Come on. All those competition spirits have to come out in the name of Jesus. All you spirits of selfishness, all the selfish spirits have to go. All the domination spirits have to go. All the scheming spirits have to go. All the jealousy and envy has to come out of them and go to the pit in the name of Jesus. All the spirits of disrespect. All the spirits of pride, arrogance, haughtiness, we tie them together in a three-cord strand and it's not easily broken also. Come on. All the pride, arrogance, and haughtiness comes out in Jesus' name. All the spirits of lying. All those lying spirits. All the spirits of false prophecy, heresy spirits, all you spirits of heresy, all you homosexual spirits that come out of them. Come on, all you homosexual spirits, you got to go. All you lesbian spirits, you come out too in the name of Jesus. Every lesbian spirit comes out in the name of Jesus. All you bisexual spirits, every spirit that causes a person to be bisexual, you've got to go too. All you bisexual spirits have to go too in the name of Jesus. All you spirits of effeminate spirits, every spirit that causes people to be effeminate, that is out of gender characteristic in the name of Jesus. Thank you. All you spirits of emasculation, Every spirit that steals a man's manhood. Come on, every spirit of emasculating a man that is rooted in Jezebel has to go. All you spirits of death and destruction, every spirit that tries to kill these people in one way or another, you have to go. All you critical spirits, you retaliation spirits, all you marriage-breaking spirits, all you child abuse spirits, all you spirits of rebellion to the fourth generation, every spirit of rebellion to the fourth generation, in the name of Jesus. Now these are child abuse spirits under Jezebel. There's a spirit called the provocation of sons and daughters. All you spirits of provocation of sons and daughters. All you spirits of disrespect of sons and daughters. All you spirits of bitterness of the sons and daughters. All you spirits of humiliation in respect to your sons and your daughters. All you spirits of jealousy of your sons and daughters. Every spirit of physical abuse, verbal abuse, negligence, attempted abortion, murder, and all those Moloch curses are broken. Now this may be a little bit unfamiliar too, but sometimes there are heavenly goddesses that contribute to some of those problems that Jezebel has an opportunity to initiate. So I'm going to cancel the authority that some of these goddesses are providing for some of the spirits that have been there or gone. So, Father, we break all those curses associated with the following goddesses. Sanji, Athena, Tara, Pasui, Ishtar, Adi, Nashi. Now these are some of the spirits of goddesses that contribute to Wiccan or witchcraft. Artemis, Arti, Athena, Diana, Aphrodite, and there are others. Father, we break all those holes from all of those goddesses in any way, shape, or form that have affected the ability for Jezebel to affect these people or to stay in the name of Jesus. Father, in Jesus' name, we cut all those cords. We cut every cord to all these goddesses in the name and authority of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Father. Okay, we're going to deal with one last spirit, and I refer to that as charismatic witchcraft. A spirit of charismatic witchcraft is a spirit that prays their own will. And they will be prone to this if they don't get rid of the spirit of Jezebel. So you all use spirits of charismatic witchcraft that have been there as a result of unrepentance. You have to go. All you spirits of charismatic witchcraft are praying your will rather than the Father's will. All of those spirits have to go in the name of Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. Thank you, Father. Father, I just pray in the name of Jesus that, Lord, the ones that we've missed, that you would send your warring angels with their swords to smite every one of them that I have missed in the name of Jesus that have been under Jezebel's jurisdiction. Lord, I want to thank you for that in the name of Jesus. Okay, you spirit of Jezebel, you've heard everything that's transpired. We've plundered your kingdom tonight in the name of Jesus. And Father, I send in your eunuchs to attack Jezebel and throw Jezebel out the window. In the name of Jesus. Throw Jezebel out the window so she hits the ground in the name of Jesus. And Father, I ask for Jehu to come riding on his horse to trample Jezebel. Trample Jezebel that something, nothing hardly resembles her. You can't tell who she was or is. Her being, her ability to affect, is totally broken and gone in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to dismantle Jezebel's kingdom in the hearts and lives of these people. And Lord, we want to thank you for that in the name of Jesus. Tom, you want to come back and we're going to pray the same way that we prayed before?
In the name of Jesus, we give you glory, give you honor and praise right now. But God, we seal up all these holes right now. We pray healing. Just put your head on your hands on your head and create a right mind. Renew my mind. Renew my soul. Renew my spirit. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now fill them up with love, joy, peace, long suffering, meekness, kindness, temperance, Lord. Against this, there is no law. They cannot be held accountable any longer. We speak freedom in Jesus' name. Now, we come against one more spirit, Santeria, in the name of Jesus, all witchcraft attached to Santeria right now, that goes into the Latin part of the country, the southern hemisphere right now. Santeria, I break your powers. I break your authority right now in Jesus' name. All the water spirits that attached to it right now in Jesus' name. We break your power. Command you to loose your Poseidon. I command you to loose it right now. All the water spirits. That's the storm that just roars and roars over your head. I break it, bind it, command to loose you right now in Jesus' name. Loose it right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Neptune, come out of it. Come out right now. All the water spirits right now. All the mermaid spirits. Move up. Come out right now. Move up. Come out right now. In Jesus' name. Santeria, I command you to be broken right now in Jesus' name. And all your kingdom, the kingdom of the south, I bind you, break your powers. I break your authority in the name of Jesus over these people. We thank you and we praise you and glorify you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Father, we just thank you and we praise you and glorify you. Lord, continue with them, Father, tonight. But God, give them rest. Rest them, Lord. Lord, they've been working hard today, Father, trying to get rid of these things. God, heal the areas, Father, in their stomachs and their rib cages, Lord God, their sinuses and their adenoids, Lord. And God, we just ask you a blessing over them tonight, Father. A sweet spirit of sleep in Jesus' name. And we're going to have another prayer meeting at 6 o'clock in the morning. So folks, come expecting God and do miracles. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you all.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.